Greetings, adventurers. I'm Max, the composer of Coltrane Compositions, your guide through realms of TTRPG music where fantasy meets the echoes of sci-fi and whispers of horror. Imagine your party at the brink of an enchanted forest or a haunted space station, my music weaving suspense with every leaf's rustle or distant spaceship hum. In the heart of battle, against mythical beasts or otherworldly entities, feel the thrill with compositions that make every clash, every spell, a legend. But it's not just about the adrenaline. In moments of tranquility or eerie calm, let my music enhance the heart and soul of your story. As a fellow TTRPG enthusiast, I blend each melody to resonate with your game's diverse realms. Ready for an unforgettable session across all genres? Visit Coltrane Compositions on Patreon. Let the music guide your epic tales from ancient castles to distant galaxies through every shadowed corner. That's Coltrin Compositions.
You are listening to Tomes of the Chaos Bard.
Hello, Tomies, and welcome to the 2024 Mailbag. Yay!
Mailbag!
I am Abby, your host for the evening. And to my left, I have...
My name is Elsie.
I'm Becky.
I thought you were going to say I'm dead inside. Like you had like pre-show. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm Becky.
I'm Evan.
Zeb.
Dave.
Okay. We're going to just hop right into it with our very first question from Lily. So the question is, hello. If you remember back when the group was in Avalon, they were leaving after their conversation with the council. The Duke of Avalon got his own Chaos Chronicle. In this episode, we discover the secrets he's been hiding and hear his conversations with shady people. At the very end of the episode, however, he mentions that he wants to know more about Henley and wants her for some reason. Was this just to lead us on, or is this still a threat? How will it affect the group? And is this another secret Henley is hiding that we don't know?
Spoilers. That's more of a question for me, huh?
Yeah. I was like, I play Henley, but I don't know about this question.
It's a good question.
Good question.
We are also curious. Do tell.
So he's still a threat. There's still somebody coming after Henley. I just haven't been focusing on it because there was a lot of other things we had to wrap up. We had to go take care of the hollow. We had to go take care of some other things before I added yet another dilemma to the players. So don't worry, it is coming.
Okay.
In the dark of the night.
People will find her.
Find her.
All right, next question. Hi, I am Ezzy. I am 7. And what are your real names? Okay, well, Ezzy... From the beginning, I'm Abby, and to my left I have...
I'm Elsie. Well, if you want my real name, it's Rebecca, but the only one who calls me that is my mother when she's angry.
Evan.
Zeb.
Wait, is that your real name or your nickname?
Ooh. My real name.
No, it's not. It's Zebediah. Don't lie.
All right, well, if I'm going to go for that, my real name is Abigail, so...
Oh, in that case, my name is Elsie.
Okay. And I'm Dave, but real name's David, but only my mother calls me that when she's angry.
And Abby for the first 3 years of your marriage.
And Abby.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
David!
And me. I didn't know that was a problem.
No, it's not. It's not.
I didn't call Dave David until after you guys got married. It was always Dave before that.
The majority of people just call me Dave, but I'm fine with either one, David or David. David or Dave.
David or David.
David or David is
and
fine.
And the truth comes out.
It's because I became friends with Abby. That's really what it was.
She was a four-letter name. I had to be a four-letter name, too.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and most people call me Abby because Abigail's a mouthful. I'm sure Zeb is the same way. Zebediah is a mouthful.
Yep.
Yeah, Elsie's pretty, you know.
Well, I think we, like, you're call you L sometimes.
Yeah, well, but that's, like, not something. It's not like, hey, L. Hey, L. You know?
Or else.
Yeah, else. Okay. Okay, anyway, we can move
it's
on.
Belsey.
Belsey.
That's not true.
I think for a while we played around with Elsa, and you hated it, too.
Yep. He's staring at me.
No, she that's repressed the, that memory.
It's the deer in the headlights look right there.
I just brought it up. All right, go ahead and take your drink. All right, next question is from Sarah. Was saving Mendrick worth it?
No.
Seb, was next saving question. Mendrick worth it?
Initially, I would still say yes, it was.
Would you like to expound upon that?
I think because
that?
Of Joanna. I don't think Mendrick was worth it, but Mendrick was worth it for Joanna.
Yeah. If she wasn't in the picture, then we probably would have been like, meh.
Eh.
Long-term wise, I mean, time will definitely tell, but
yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever regret. I mean, there's always maybe someone. Maybe someday we'll regret saving somebody that we shouldn't have. Maybe Ricardo would be one of those.
Mm, cool.
We saved him?
You let him go.
Okay.
Well, and then
sparing somebody's life.
I got it.
Who's the guy we always run into?
Robert?
No, not Robert.
No, the guy with the peg leg.
Green beans. No.
Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar.
Although he's always very loose-lipped, so it might be worth keeping him alive because he is so loose-lipped.
He's the traitor we love.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, do you regret not saving anybody else up in the cave because of the way that Mendrick reacted? Was there somebody else you would have saved if you knew that information prior to?
I can think of someone.
That's right, because Zeb spent chaos points to save Mendrick. Mm-hmm. And I think Evan did too.
There were quite a few. I think I used mine on Kath.
I think mine everybody too. Else used theirs on Kath.
Yeah. Again.
That's because I love Kath.
Kath is worth it.
I think Henley was more fearful that, you know, Ivan would murder them if we didn't bring Kath back.
But that's a very good question, though. What do you think, Zeb and Evan?
I'm trying to think of who else is in the cave. I know Natlin.
Marlo. Cloth Debs himself.
Quote unquote.
My lady. What was her name?
Rochelle. Rochelle's not dead, taken. Though. She was just taken.
I know, but we could have tried to save her.
That's fair.
True.
You guys technically tried to save her.
Yeah, well, we could have tried harder.
That's true.
A lot of things happened in that battle that were not according to plan.
I tell you, if I hadn't have passed out. Just kidding.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think that I would have changed it for two reasons.
I don't think so.
Again, Joanna. Because she's a nice lady and she asked us for help and stuff like that. But if we brought back one of the other people, we would have had to bring back Marlo as well. Then we wouldn't have been able to save Kath.
Yeah. What do you think, Evan?
I think if Joanna wasn't in the picture, I probably would have gone like for Natlin instead because she did risk her life for us to try and help out.
Mm.
But with Joanna being in the picture and knowing Joanna more than I knew Natlin, don't regret the decision I made.
I know for me, I was kind of surprised that you didn't save Natlin.
Well, I only had so many chaos.
I understand. But I would have, like, if seeing how things went out, I figured Mendrick would have been one that didn't get saved. And you'd just go like, oopsie, Marlo killed him. Sorry, Joanna. But now go live your free life.
But that's not true. Marlo didn't kill Mendrick.
I know. But that was what was the thought process in my mind. It's like they could blow it off that they just couldn't save him, but save Natlin. But I think we talked about it later, it's just like, well, you saved Natlin, but you didn't save Marlo, so Natlin's going to be mad
Natlin
because you
would,
went back on.
Killed us.
Yeah, I think if I could have spared it, and you know, if it didn't cost as much, or you know, if Keth hadn't died, and you know, someone else could donate the points or whatever, mm-hmm. I would have gone for Natlin while he, you know, helped with Dude Man, but it's no way to really know until that situation.
Yeah, right.
Played out the way that it played out.
It's true.
Okay, next question from Hunter. For everyone, do you have any TTRPGs besides D&D that you like to play? If so, would you run them so that the best DM ever can finally catch a break and play?
I wonder who that best DM is. I've never heard of him before.
That's a weird name.
It is a weird thing. I do like the idea of playing other systems. I think just the sometimes just the money gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the time and effort to
learn the new system. I have played exactly. Vampire the Masquerade, a superhero one. David and I have played Pathfinder, which mm-hmm. we liked that one a lot, but it was a lot. I don't know if we could DM
very
Pathfinder.
Crunchy as really as crunchy. People would say.
But there were a few things we really liked that we added then to our game, like
correct.
Chaos points. I think they're called hero points in Pathfinder.
They have hero points. We also got that from Hero's Tale.
Oh yeah,
because we did play that,
and that was the local.
That was a local
Utah
local.
Creator. Yeah, and I've also played another one that I can't remember what it's called.
Ready Go.
Yeah, Ready Go, which is like a hand system, and I really liked that one. That was really fun. Anybody else?
I played Settlers of Catan.
Yeah,
that's a good TTRPG.
Oh yeah,
I hate that game.
I love that game. Let's fight.
I played Diablo.
Diablo.
Oh, we also really like 5-Minute Dungeon. I wouldn't call it a TTRPG, though.
No.
No. Yeah.
But with that question, though, Zeb has played a little one-shot with us that we did record when we're in the process of editing it right now. So hopefully you guys will be able to hear it. We're just trying to decide if we want to release it into one long episode or kind of two shorter episodes.
Oh, where that good break point would be.
I don't know either. Yeah. I think we
one
were...
One long episode.
It was a very long episode. Okay, we'll do a one long episode.
The whole episode was like 2.5-3 hours.
That's fine.
So
We should shorten it.
Well, cutting it down, I bet it released to about 2 hours. Maybe an hour and 45.
It'd be interesting because you get to... Do we spoil anything?
No.
No.
Okay, we'll leave it at that then.
Except for one thing. DM Dave playing is hilarious.
He was fun.
And I basically played a second Boudreaux on accident. It wasn't meant to be.
No, so keep an eye, ear out for that. So he does give me a break with that. And we might be doing some more of those here in the future. So stay tuned.
Okay, this is from Caden, and there are two questions here. So this one is for everyone. What is everyone's favorite NPC so far?
Willow.
Why?
Why not? Yeah. No, he's funny.
I thought it was going to be Stumpy.
No. Stumpy doesn't, he's old.
Willow's old.
Yeah, but Willow's young.
Willow's old, yeah, but he's young.
Yeah, nice. Well, he's a gnome. They live a long time.
So do they dwarves. Do.
Yeah, that's my point. He's young. No, I really like Willow. I just like being able to hang out with him and like have like a cool buddy who is nothing like Boudreaux. Mm. It's fun. But well, somehow we're still friends.
That's fair, because Stumpy is similar.
Yeah, we're very mm-hmm. similar. So he's basically an older version of me. Kind of.
I would have to say Robert.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Bumpkin. Robert is my favorite to play.
Yeah, and you've played around with the idea of playing Robert in like a one shot, and it is terrifyingly awesome and scary at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I think my next character, I want to play Robert, and I'd play him as a cleric.
Are you going to do the voice?
Oh, yeah. I'd do the voice, too.
That's the best part of Robert.
It is.
He loves doing the voice. I'm torn. I think I really like Yo Lynx because he's like right on that brink of gray. But also I think Swindell. I just love Swindell. Henley hates him. But Abby loves Swindell because he's just like your charismatic jerk face.
He is fun to play as well.
Evan, who's your favorite?
Probably Swindell.
Would have never been able to tell by the way that you play that character.
I'm a big Swindell fan.
You know he's bad, but...
He's not bad.
He's just not good.
I think ever since I brought Swindell into our campaigns, his character is always fascinated with Swindell. He's been my Swindell.
Go-to guy.
Yep.
That's because he's always an upstanding businessman.
He's upstanding. Nothing shady about him.
No.
No.
I have liked Aleem Glomquist, personally.
Oh, I forgot about her.
She was fun. She was real fun. Yeah.
Do we get Becky yet?
I don't have a favorite.
No?
Me.
No. Boudreaux's not an NPC.
He could be.
And neither is Elsie.
What about the Necromancer, though?
I liked him, but I wouldn't say that he's like my, as a player, personal favorite. I don't have a favorite NPC so far. Long There's notes. Not one that just speaks to me.
It's Long Nose.
Long
Nose. No, that's lore. That's made, that's what about character your, made lore.
I believe your in him. He's not lore.
Friend that you're running off with.
Emery?
Ferdinand.
Emery.
Okay, again, character-wise, sure. Player-wise, it's not a take-it-or-leave-it situation. I just don't have a favorite. I love a lot of them equally, and I don't dislike any of them.
I love all my kids equally, just depending on the day.
Oh, no, wait, what's that gnome that keeps shooting you?
Herla.
She's my favorite. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Friendly fire. Friendly fire.
Next time she shoots me, she's getting smitten.
Fallen in love with Roscoe.
Wrong smitten.
Wrong smitten.
No, no, no. Smoted. I could see smoked. That. You fight back and she's like, oh.
Well, hello there.
I didn't know you had that fight in you.
That's how her culture says I love you, that I really like you, is to shoot the rock in the back. Pay attention to me, you Roscoe!
You see rock gnomes walking around their hometown with darts sticking out of their back.
Oh my gosh, that's where Cupid came to be!
No wonder
Cupid is a gnome.
No wonder rock gnomes and forest gnomes have such a hard time getting along.
Mm-hmm.
There's just such cultural differences.
I really wish Roscoe would pay attention to me.
Oh my gosh, we need to have a Cupid rock gnome now. And then have a voice still like that.
Her name's Herla.
Yeah.
Herlo.
Herlo.
No,
please
no,
make them
no.
clothes, not I full
think,
on charm.
I think these guys should love each other.
Okay, next question from Caden. This one is for David. Which character do you think has contributed the most to the story so far, and why?
Robert definitely considered. No.
he's great.
Which character? I would almost lean towards Roscoe.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because he's been kind of involved in like everybody's story, plus getting more stories, not added on, but kind of fleshing out more stuff going on with that. I would say he's probably been the most influential so far. And that's not to downplay anybody else's influence on the game, but I think Roscoe's been kind of the center point.
That's because Roscoe's really solemn.
I know we joked about, like, Roscoe's background story arc was these episodes, 1 through 76.
But they kind of were.
They kind of were. You think about it. You want Roscoe's background? Here it is. Now we'll actually get into the story, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but the way you just described it there, Roscoe was solemn, dude.
He's solemn.
That's where solemn comes in. He just pops up randomly. Because it's Roscoe.
Roscoe is solemn. Dun, dun, dun.
Da-na. Secretly barred.
Okay, next question from Oliver. This is a question for everyone. Well, and a request. Can you say Fenrir 10 times fast? Should we do that one first?
I mean, yes, we can. We can move on now, right?
Next question.
Oh, yeah, let's move on.
No,
anyone
I cannot
want to tackle it.
Fenrir.
That's where Fenrir came from.
Fenrir? Is that 10? Fenrir.
My fingers don't move that fast.
I think we could say Fenner maybe that fast.
Or Fenny. But Fenrir.
You got to say 10 Fenrir names as fast as you can.
Oh. Hot yoga Fenrir? Wait, do you have 10?
Oh, he has more than that.
How many Fenny names are there?
18.
I don't have a sheet.
A lot.
A lot.
Okay.
I mean, we have at least 5.
At least, yeah.
6 if you count Fenrir's name.
Rearniff?
Like, he's just Fenrir himself.
Mm. Yeah.
But.
Fen.
Yeah,
Fenrir. Fenny.
10 or 15 of them.
Fenay.
Fenay.
Fenbro.
Fenay.
Yeah. Fenbro. Yeah, like Hot Yoga Fenrir.
Quadrir.
Quadrir.
Fenbro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The list was sent out once.
Let's see it.
Right. I'm going to look at the
Fenrir, 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 Fenrir.
It just sounds like Fenrir.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Fenrir, 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 Fenrir.
Fenrir, 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 Fenrir.
That's pretty good.
Ah, yeah. You guys are losers.
It wasn't very fast, though. But it was good.
I had to use my fingers, and my fingers don't move as fast as my mouth.
Well, I hope that satisfies Oliver.
Unless the other two want to try.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to try?
Nope.
I have 19.
19.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Where did the other ones?
You owe me a soda. Jinx.
Fenny. Fen. Fenner. Fen here. Fenay. Fenny, Fenny, Fenny. Femrear. Fenbro. Fenhair. Fenhair. Fake rear. Fenfall. Fenher. Fenly. Henrier, Quadrier, Fenbro, Fenher.
Wasn't that twice? Fenher?
No.
Fenhair and Fenher.
I said Fenhair twice.
There's two different kinds.
Fenhair is in hair, and Fenhair is in the rabbit.
Oh! Got it.
Yeah. Spelled differently.
I was confused.
Okay.
I forgot about part of those.
Huh?
I'd like to ask a question. What's on your nose, Elsie?
Nothing.
It was obviously a poor strip, too.
It's just my putty.
Okay. Anyways, we can move on.
Fidgeting
toy.
Yeah. David told me to pay attention when we do stuff, so I got myself putty.
And since she's a baby, she had to put it on her nose.
But I did tell her she had to share with me, so I'm playing with the same putty.
Yes.
Sharing
David
is caring,
unless
it's
making
germs.
A cube out of his.
Yeah, I am definitely a fidgeter.
And I made.
I gotta try and find quiet things to fidget with.
A whole bunch of tiny little balls on the table. Anyway,
it's beeswax putty.
Yeah.
Oliver's next question is: what is your character's favorite food? Sorry, Dave, but I think you could pick.
I'll pick an NPC Solemn's. Favorite food.
Okay. Henley's favorite food. I'm going to do favorite drink. Her favorite drink is coffee.
Mm.
Pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin pie.
I say that with a question mark because he just loves food. Yeah. But he
and
loves pumpkin pie.
I say Henley's favorite is coffee because a lot of the Ranger Corps and everything is based off the Ranger's Apprentice books, and Ranger's favorite drink is coffee. So that is why I picked that.
Pumpkin pie.
I had never thought about this before. Hold on.
Let's see. Boudreaux's. let's see. Pancakes.
Faye's pancakes for sure.
Pancakes. And definitely pancakes.
potatoes and his oatmeal. And
maybe the one oatmeal with the berries. That's Lila's.
And his rice that he made.
That's Lila's.
Not
the burned rice.
Not Garotha's.
The bottom was burned, not the rest of it. What was Garotha's? I'm sorry.
She didn't have one.
Steak.
Nothing that we have come across so far in the campaign.
Anything Boudreaux does not cook.
Yes.
Henley's ashy potatoes.
Delicious.
Yes, actually, I think she made a comment that she actually enjoyed those.
I think you're right.
That's right. I think she did.
Is Roscoe's a surprise?
No, it's the Roscoe's Red and Delight.
That's right.
Yeah. And peach meat.
Oh, yeah. Can I change mine to peach meat?
We'll go with stew for Fenrir.
Kind of stew? Just the
campfire stew. Boudreaux stew with swamp water in it, guys.
Gosh. Stone stew.
Oh, yes. Stone soup.
Stone soup.
And he has to have the story that goes along with it.
To come later.
Stay tuned. Solemn's would be dino chicken nuggies.
Yes.
Does Quill hate it?
Quill hates it.
Quill Are hates you anything a child? Solemn likes.
Because Solemn makes him out of real dinosaurs.
Oh. Again.
And he hates going to the
dino realm.
What is that place called? The ones with the
Jurassic Park?
No. There's a plane of existence.
Jurassic Park.
What is it?
It's not Monster. The Beastlands.
Beastlands, yeah.
Yep. Quill hates going to the Beastlands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's because that's of the why flying the ones.
Dragons are too.
Okay.
Spoilers.
This one is from Purple Melon. And this is for the people, not the characters. What is something weird or different that you collect?
If people?
You collect people?
You collect people?
Yeah.
It's Elsie. What do you collect?
That's just friends, right? Yeah, I agree with Elsie. She collects people. Like, she is so good at, like, getting people to flock to her.
Oh, that's true.
That is her horde. If she was a dragon, she would collect people.
That is a better version. If you were a dragon as a person, what would you hoard?
Okay, I want to tell you my real answer, though.
Okay. Yes, real answer first, and then we'll play.
Postcards, but mostly, and more importantly, marbles. I like marbles.
What? Ooh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why you love dice so much. They're like marbles. Roly-cloly.
I give my dice away so that I can get more.
Oh, and I just hoard all of them. I'm a dice goblin.
So I'm not a dice hoarder, but anyway.
Well, since starting playing the game, definitely dice, because I'm a dice goblin. I like anything shiny. Math rocks are good. But I also have a lot of, like, secondary things that I tend to pick up and like. Like, Seb said that he really likes dragons, and now every time I'm out, I'm like, oh, dragons! My friends liked rubber ducks, and I have 500 rubber ducks. Not 500. I have 70.
I like to send her rubber duck stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's great. But yeah, I just have a lot of secondary passions. Star Wars stuff. Because of my husband. I've said that. I'm like, ooh. But again, it's not my thing.
Do you collect for other people?
Yeah, I collect things for other people, and then sometimes I give them to them.
She's a collector by proxy.
Yeah. Mushrooms, because of one of my characters that I have. Evan knows. He's laughing at it.
And sleeping.
Yeah. Don't sleep on your mic. Your turn.
I collect shot glasses and watches, actually.
Cool. You did not know that.
I'm trying to think. There's not really anything. You know, as a kid, I collected, you know, basketball cards. Not really into it much anymore. I do, anytime that I go, like, on vacation or something like that, I like to find, like, souvenirs-wise, I like to look for those machines that make your penny into something.
Oh, dude, yes. I have those, too. Sorry.
I have, like, a little booklet of those of everywhere I've been. And so that would probably be the closest thing that I collect.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
I do pocket watches.
Yes.
And Monopoly games.
Yes.
Different versions of Monopoly.
We have a lot of Monopoly.
How do you have space for that?
I don't.
We don't. A lot of them go in our camp trailer.
Yeah.
I could get you the Costco version. Of
so what you're saying is you have to clean out. Costco
version. Yeah. It's only cool versions that I like to.
So like not like the Walmart ones.
Well, you have an original Pokemon one. That's really cool.
The original 150.
Yeah.
Pokemon
the 50th
one.
Probably and like the 50th anniversary or whatever it was of that.
No, it was and don't when you it have came out.
Oh, it came out originally.
Yeah, so I have that original one.
And I have the original Pokemon, okay. Sorry.
And I have the Star Wars Monopoly. I have a Zelda Monopoly. I have
Zebra, that one's mine.
That one's yours. I bought it for you.
But it's because you really wanted it.
With the intent of me collecting it.
Yep.
I have a Monty Python one.
We really like that one.
We really like that one. That one has some fun rules. A Yellowstone one. I think that's one that when we go on vacation and stuff, that's what we try and find is a Monopoly version of said place.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we went to Yellowstone. We bought the Yellowstone one.
So
I think they were out of the dinosaur park one, I think, when
we
went.
I don't need to try and get my brother who lives in Canada to send you a Canadian one, is what you're saying.
Canada doesn't exist. So.
What?
It's northern Montana.
Just kidding.
No.
Love you, Canada.
He'll send that about the same time he sends the maple syrup.
He's not going to send it.
But yeah, that's what I like to collect.
So I collect Christmas bulbs. Everywhere we go, we get a Christmas bulb. And if they don't, I actually make one with a sticker or something. I also collect coins. I have some really old, really cool ones. I have like a silver dollar, like it's actual silver. And an original Susan B. Anthony dollar. And some $2 bills, you know. And I have some
money.
Most of them do not. I almost had all the 50 states quarters from the different mints, the Pennsylvania and the Denver mint. Because, yeah, I know a little bit about coin collecting. Not a lot. Yeah, I have some. I collect those. Do I collect anything else?
Besides children? No.
Oh, I didn't. I imagine I'd collect more, but children.
And chickens.
Oh, that's why.
I do love my chickens, yes.
Children are why I don't collect snow globes.
She collects eggs.
I do collect.
That's why Elsie plays Boudreaux.
That's why her character's name is Henley.
No, that was already an NPC.
Birds of a feather.
Oh, my eyes.
Anybody ever wonders where Boudreaux actually gets it from? It's just Elsie. She's not acting. It's just Elsie.
Elsie in a deeper register.
Yeah.
Oh, I do collect recipes.
You that do have true. A bunch of recipes.
Why'd you roll your eyes? My bookshelf is like maybe like 8 inches for the books, the cookbooks.
Well, then you have a bunch of those index cards.
Oh, I have a ton of index. Okay.
Yeah.
They that's don't not fit even, in the shelf. They
do, no.
They don't. Yeah.
They're kind of just scattered.
I need to get a photo album.
An organized scatter. Because I can't find anything. But she's just like, yeah, it's there halfway through the bottom on its left side, and it's purple.
You know, as long as she knows where her chaos is, it's fine.
That is very accurate. Got to make things fit. Yep. Okay, next question.
Next question.
Okay, Danny. This is your question. If fans were to meet you in real life, what do you think would be surprising to learn about you?
I'm a girl.
That's actually accurate. My daughters are like, wait, that's who plays Boudreaux? Boudreaux's a boy. Yes. But Elsie's a girl. The person and we love Elsie.
Who is Elsie? Who plays Boudreaux is a girl.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what's surprising.
I think
she's a redhead.
And I'm like average, you know.
Very average.
Yeah, just in general.
Nothing great.
Just everything.
Nothing boring. You're just average.
I'm just average.
Gosh, well, what's it make me then?
Now, I would say, for me, how antisocial I am.
Very.
Because, like, doing these recordings and stuff, like, I sound out, yeah.
That's all of us at this table, don't even.
Oh, I 100% agree. Yeah, like, true. I think that's one big thing about all of us, like, how antisocial we are. Like, a few of you met us at the SaltCon that we went to last year, and how hard that was for us to be, like, so out there. At least it was for me. I was drained by, like, the first half day. I was just like, man, I'm so tired of talking to people. I want to go back in my hidey hole and play my video games. Like, yeah. Like, I think that would be surprising to people how antisocial we could be and how I have a grumpy face. Like, I just have a resting grumpy face, so I always look angry.
Mm-hmm. But just for the record, though, I love talking to people. But I get really tired when I do. So it's not, I don't know if antisocial is quite the right word.
The correct word is ambivert.
Yeah.
You're not an introvert, and you're not the other one.
Yeah.
Well, extrovert, thank you.
Yeah.
Brain, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from pregnancy, it's fine.
Yeah. I'm really, really short. I would imagine people, because I play a relatively tall character.
But you're like the same height as me, don't you?
I'm 5'2".
I'm 5'2 and a half. Loser! I beat my sister again!
And I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, it's really funny seeing David and I together, because he's a lot taller than I am. I barely come up to his shoulder.
It really makes it really nice when I go buy snacks and I don't want her to see them.
He puts them up
I
really
put them
high.
On the high shelf. And then I end up forgetting about them, and then she cleans the closet and she's like, David, what are these? Oh, I forgot they were up there.
And why didn't you share them with me?
I forgot they were up there. Give me those. That's why a lot of times I just hide stuff in my truck.
Yeah.
Is that what something that people know about you?
Surprising about me. I was thinking along the same lines as what David was saying. He's very antisocial, introverted type person. Like, I mean, if I need to be, I can be, like...
Well, you do that for work, though. I think you kind of...
Yeah, exactly. But I choose to... A perfect vacation for me is staying at home, not doing anything.
Amen.
Staycations.
Yes.
Evan?
I don't know.
You have eyebrows.
I'm bald.
Ain't surprise.
You're bald?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's not that bald.
It depends on the day.
I got nothing, you know, like these guys. I'm just really, I'm an awkward person outside of, you know, social life.
We really like each other. Mm-hmm. Which is why we talk a lot in the podcast. Mm-hmm.
I don't like these guys, which is why I talk a lot in this podcast.
Shut up. You love us.
Debatable.
It's debatable.
Okay, it's debatable if you love Zep. It's fine.
What about you?
I change my hair color more often than not.
That's a fact.
I do change it a lot. It's the one thing in my life I have control over because I have 3 small children. Yeah, that's pretty... unlike David, who when we went to SaltCon, he was like, yeah, you know, I'm done with this. It's kind of my element. Do I enjoy talking to people that I don't know? No. Am I really good at it? I don't know. Ask David and Abby.
She's really good at it.
Yes. I'd just look at her and be like, help me.
he had like this deer in the headlights, like, I don't know what to do. I got you.
And then I was over there in the corner, like, trying to recover. From my 20 minutes. I'm like, just give me 5 more minutes.
Well, I did that. I did that for a long time, though, for work. So I think it's just something I had to put on. No, but yeah, no, the hair thing, for sure. You never know what color it's going to be. It's going to change next week, too.
Going to change again.
I can't wait to see it.
Okay. Purple. Next question from Parker. Hi, guys. Fantastic podcast. Well, thank you. Keep up the great work. Couple questions, one for Dave and the other for the whole cast.
Number one, what's your favorite NPC you've portrayed thus far in the campaign? I'm guessing that one is for you, David. Mm-hmm. An NPC you get excited to voice when brought up.
So favorite NPC to portray in the campaign thus far. I think it goes back to Robert. I really enjoy just messing around with Robert, and his voice is fun. Though I was really excited to do the voice of the Micadids.
That was so good.
Oh, and I loved it when you did the unhinged Aleem.
Oh, that was great too. That would have been one time where it would have been really cool to video you because it was hilarious.
Yeah, because I do enjoy, I think that's one thing that might be not surprising to people, but I enjoy doing voices. It's a dream. It would be a dream job to get into voice acting and do voice acting. I would love that because it's something that I can hide behind, not be in front of people to do.
Go to work in your jammies.
In my basketball shorts, yeah. Which is my jammies.
Yeah. And your everyday outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just wake up and go. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Except for when you go to work, you actually wear...
I have to wear pants, and I have to wear...
He just wears it underneath. I don't think
on the construction site they would allow me to wear shorts.
No, you just wear the shorts underneath of it.
Yeah.
It'd be way too hot to walk around.
During the winter, when you don't have your power in yet, it's fine.
Plus, my pants are getting tight.
Oh, no.
So having basketball shorts underneath...
He had sympathy pregnancy.
Yeah, I did. I gained a baby.
Yeah, you did.
Literally and figuratively.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, no, you really
you did.
Literally and on the waistline. Okay, the next question. What is everyone's backup characters? It could be just race and class, nothing specific, just so you know. I love all the characters, and I don't want any to die. DM Dave.
What?
Kay.
Challenge accepted.
I'll go first. My backup character, at least currently, is a... oh, goodness. She is... What is it called? The necromancer's... their last name.
Lazarine.
The Lazarine. She's a Lazarine. But a weird one where she resurrects or uses mushrooms to create undead instead of magic.
Mm-hmm. And uses biology.
Huh?
Uses biology.
Yeah, she uses biology.
She majored in that in college.
But a little bit part of her backstory is she was raised by druids. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. She brought two backgrounds together. And she'd be a human.
Human.
David, what's your backup character?
Solemn. He's my backup character.
I thought it was Quill. I was for sure it was Quill.
He's after Solemn.
Oh, favorites were picked. You better not
tell
Solemn. Well, Solemn
came first, so.
It's the voice. He just really likes doing the voice.
Wait, mm-hmm. But now we know. What came first?
The chicken or the egg?
Solemn or Quill?
Solemn.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yes.
Okay. You ready? I'll do a voice for you. I have a voice already. But I reserve the right to change my character and pick a different character right. At any moment and any time.
Likewise.
So. So her name is Amelia Magnolia, and she is a high elf. And... She talks like this. Oh, darling, really? Are you really going to do that? She's going to be kind of annoying and snooty.
That just reminds me of Cruella de Vil.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty accurate.
What was her class, potentially?
Yes.
Secrets.
Okay. Spoilers. I have like 20 of them. I think I've thrown
she
out.
Also collects characters.
Yeah. No, it's super funny because, like, sometimes something dramatic will happen with my characters. Like, okay, time for a new character idea. And I think it's a different one every time. One of them was Fenny's nemesis. One of them was just a cat, a tabaxi. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. I haven't decided on one. it's in fluid motion.
Just depends on which one DM Dave's willing to let her play.
Yeah, how crazy can it get here? I already had to tame this one down.
Evan.
Roscoe.
So
Roscoe. Roscoe's his backup character.
I mean, kind of.
There's Roscoe, there's Rocco.
Can't go Ricky. No,
what about Fenbro?
Fenbro was actually really fun to play. I really enjoyed Fenbro, so that could be something fun.
That was part of Evan.
Zeb's little one-shot.
Zeb's one-shot.
Yeah.
That's all you get, though. Fenbro was fun.
Cool story.
There's a couple. I mean, so if I were to go into, like, spellcasting, I haven't done hardly any of that. I really want to do a wizard, but there were a couple different variations of that I've kind of toyed around with and, you know, talked to Dave a little bit. Well, one of them was being kind of a Gambit-style wizard who, you know, requires something to use his spells. And the other one was more of a, I think it was a conjuration wizard, where he had, you know, basically he had his spell book and he was writing his notes down and he did something stupid and his book blew up. And they all turned into effectively Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
I thought I was going to say Pokemon.
Digimon.
Yeah.
Basically, in order to use any of his spells, he's got to, you know, cast the card and hope that it works and stuff. And so his book doesn't actually exist anymore. It exploded into a deck of playing cards. It's got his different conjurations and things like that. So those would be kind of fun, but the other one is that I'd really wanted to, you know, try and play was a paladin. So there's that.
Fenrir.
Why are you guys giggling so much?
Yeah, so I think for me, thinking about it, there'd be two that come to mind. It would be either like some sort of like orc barbarian.
Oh. That's really fun to play.
But then I also am thinking about playing some sort of monk. I think playing a monk would be really fun.
I think you'd have a really good voice for a monk.
I agree.
That you're assuming he'd do a voice. Like, just his normal voice would be it?
Or yeah, like, I think it would come across through the podcast really well. Like, Evan's voice comes across really well for a halfling.
Because I like food.
Because really, he's a hobbit, guys.
And I mean that in, like, all the positivity, not a negative. Anyway. Ryan has two questions. If you could play D&D with any historical figure or fictional character, who would it be?
I know.
And why?
Oh my gosh. I know. Pick me.
Zeb, what do you think?
Off the top of my head, Robin Williams, I think, would be really fun. Oh,
that's what I was going to say.
Great, you guys made the same game. So I picked something else.
He would be way fun to play with.
When I first read that question, that's the first
scene. Only if he DMs. That came to my mind. So you can hear all of the voices.
Oh, yeah. Done.
No, whoa. I don't want him to be a character, though. He should DM.
That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah. That would be so cool.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
Sorry.
Now I'm going to come up with a different one. It took you a minute to process what I said. We're good. I got you.
I stole it unconsciously.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
Stupid brain. Okay, pick me. Oh, my gosh. I would play with Wolverine.
Wait, the character Wolverine like or Hugh Jackman?
I want both. Can I have both?
Have both?
Yes.
No.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine? Or Wolverine and Hugh Jackman?
Both. I want both.
So wait, you want Wolverine and Hugh Jackman?
Yes.
We duplicate him.
You want Wolverine's Hugh Jackman and then Hugh Jackman.
Because there is different variations of
Wolverine. Sure, that works. Yeah.
Well,
I don't care. I just Wolverine, Hugh Jackman. I want them both.
And or.
Yeah, and I just really want him, I just really want to see Wolverine be really angry that he has to play a character, and I'm sure he would play himself.
No, he would play the opposite of himself, something super,
but end up playing himself.
Yes. Well,
a cleric, he would definitely be a cleric.
Well, for sure.
A halfling cleric.
I think I would.
Halfling cleric.
I think we should make a comic, and I'll be like a little girl, and I'll be like, okay, Wolverine, we've got to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons.
And then I'll give him a character sheet, and it's like, Mrs. Buttercup, the teacher who has flowers in his hair, her hair, and listen to that. And he's like,
no, it's a tabaxi. A tabaxi, because it's like a kitty. And he's like, pats him on the head every time.
You're such a good kitty. And he's like,
Yeah, yeah. Okay, move on.
She's done peopling. It's fine. It's fine.
Becky.
Becky! It's fine.
You.
It's fine. She just calls me Lila all the time.
I do.
I don't know, because when I was looking at this question earlier, it would have definitely been somebody like a super cool historical figure, and then I've been listening to a podcast and I kind of took them down a few notches. They're not as cool as I thought they were. So I don't know now. Abraham Lincoln, bro.
Abraham.
Stood 5'9".
Yeah, took him down to 5'9", so 6'3", yeah.
Casey picked someone up. What's going on?
I don't know.
Talk about heights.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Who I would pick.
Me.
You know who I'd not necessarily history, but I really want to play with like Vin Diesel. I think it'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There we go. And Evan.
Okay. Hear me out. Okay. We're going to go with a few people.
Okay. You're going to set your table?
I'm going to set my table.
Okay. Who's going to be the DM?
Well,
I'll be the DM.
Okay. Historical person here, too. So.
To my right, we have Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Henry Cavill.
Okay. Yes.
Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Just because I don't know how well it would go, I think it would be kind of fun to play with Obama.
Okay.
Just have him on the table.
I'm sure he'd actually surprise us.
He might. Probably. You never know.
He's
he
a lawyer.
He might secretly be a player.
Yeah.
And then, like, Ron Weasley.
Wait. The character?
The character. Ron Weasley.
Book or movie?
No, wait.
That sounds
book
amazing.
Or movie, Ron?
Yes.
No, they are not the same.
I don't care.
They are not the same.
Both.
His version.
Ron whoever's Weasley free.
Whoever's
free.
Oh, okay.
We'll have both of them.
Ronald Weasley
don't
and
play
Ron Weasley.
Fred and George, the twins.
And I would like to, if I may, I'd like to add Terry Crews to your table.
Yes.
I think Terry Crews would be fun in that group.
So much fun.
And then Evan as the DM. What system would you play? Like, what would be your...
Oh, we'd be playing a Star Wars campaign.
Oh, for sure. So. Awesome. I would love to play with...
Just this table. It's fine.
We're just this good. Table. You guys are perfect.
Yeah, we're perfect in every way.
No, but one of my heroes in my life, his name was Red Skelton.
That would be so much fun.
If you don't know who he is, look him up. He's by far the best comedian, hands down. I love him so much.
And he's family friendly.
For the most part.
Well,
his TV stuff is.
I'm not your favorite comedian.
No.
Your family. He's obligated to
love you.
I think it would be really fun to play with Ewan McGregor, the guy that plays Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm.
He plays a lot of other things too, dear.
Well, yeah. I think he would be really fun to play with.
He'd be really fun. And
he'd make a good bard.
Yeah,
I think he would.
He can sing. Oh, yeah.
I think it would be fun to have Emperor Palpatine as the DM.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Just do a game where it's the cast.
Just the cast.
Harrison Ford, Hayden Christensen, Ewan McGregor.
Why are we calling that every single time?
Elon.
Ewan.
Elon McGregor.
I'm really curious to see if Padme would be a good player.
Wait, Natalie Portman or Padme?
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
I think she would.
Could you just imagine like Jedi just playing each other and they're just like reading each other's mind? They would never talk. And they would always get natural 20s. Like,
they're the worst cheaters.
They would be the worst
No, you'd have to play on a non-force sensitive planet.
Mm.
Ooh. Wait, can't they?
There's just one guy that's just sensing the force to see who uses it.
That's what I was about to say. Can't you just do that?
They have to have a referee. They have to have a
referee. There are, so there are animals out there that kind of stifle the force.
Yeah.
You would just get one of those and put them in the middle of the table.
There you go.
The next question from Ryan. What's the most impressive or creative D&D cosplay you've ever seen at a convention or online?
D&D? Like Dungeons and Dragons?
Or D&D? Just impressive, like creative costume.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Somebody did a costume of that.
Oh, yeah. They have like a whole outfit for like being like Springtrap or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
Which is, it's terrifying.
There's some really creative people out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I remember seeing one online that somebody dressed up as that fat dragon from the movie. And it actually looked really good. Like they did a really good job.
I saw pictures from the Salt Lake City Fanex of the three guys from Mulan dressed as women.
Oh.
And they looked amazing. They were like spot on.
They make a man out of him?
Yeah. Made women out of men.
Whoa,
yeah.
Man.
That was really good. I also saw a really cool who's the new bad guy in Diablo 4? The big main one.
Lilith.
I saw a Diablo Lilith cosplay, just the face, on Instagram or TikTok, and it was incredible. She had all the horns and everything. It was really cool.
I've never been to a FanX, Comic-Con, anything like that. And I don't follow any of that stuff on social media, so.
Well, I saw another one.
Does football count?
And it was this.
Yes.
The scarecrow
they
guy.
They cosplay. They totally cosplay.
I mean, if they're professionals, do they cosplay? It's just a uniform at that point.
They are playing for their cause.
Ooh. I like it.
Also, fans dress up. Fan dress up?
Have you seen those people who paint themselves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
I think one of my favorite ones that I ever saw, when FanX first started happening here in Utah, there was this kid that was in kind of a wheelchair looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this one?
Yeah.
And he had built, with his parents, the Millennium Falcon.
That's pretty cool.
Around him. His wheelchair was kind of more in the center. But, yeah, it was the whole Millennium Falcon, so he was driving around in the Millennium Falcon. And I've seen several pictures of that same kid, and he would be in a pod racer, and he'd be in several different little ships, too.
Has he done the Professor X yet?
I don't know.
From the animated series, where he's got, like, that whole closed-in yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Electric thing.
I haven't seen
I know what you're talking
yet.
About.
I also really love seeing Deadpool cosplay as other characters.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a big thing at FanX in Salt Lake. It's huge.
Huge.
We also have a lot of Grinches around Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. I love
people cosplay as the Grinch.
Oh, I did see that once when I worked in the local mall before I got married. There was this guy who came in for, like, back when they still did, like, midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Full-on character, like, came in, was a total jerk and everything, and left with something, and then somebody else in his group brought it back, like, they stole something from the store. And they brought it back, like, 2 minutes later.
That's funny. Okay,
Seb, did you have any?
I'm trying to think. The last cosplay that I seen that sticks out was the same Lilith. I think probably the same
you saw her?
Face with the horns. That was pretty cool. The one time that I was at FanX, this was probably, it was a while ago. It was probably 10 years ago. I've been trying to think of, like, who did I see there? And, you know, there was some pretty cool Lord of the Rings ones, some pretty cool Star Wars stuff, some pretty cool, like, one of them was, Luigi's
mansion.
No, Luigi's the whole mansion. Like Luigi's
the professor.
What?
romantic interest. I forget her name. Not Peach, but
Daisy.
There was a Daisy there. It was pretty cool. But that was like 10 years ago, so that's what I'm going off of.
That's right. FanX has been around that long. Oh.
You're old.
I went to the very first
one. So are you now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
I've got the gray hair and everything.
See, I don't have gray hair.
Yet.
She'll just go white. She's a redhead. It won't
That's
go gray.
True. She'll just go white.
No, it kind of goes cream.
It'd be kind of weird because you're so pale and you'll get white hair. You'll probably look albino.
Well, maybe all of my little freckles, I'll be brown by then. In your dreams. Okay.
So I had a dream once.
Sebastian has the last question until we get to the three would you rathers. Okay. If you could play any NPC for the rest of the campaign, who would it be and why?
Oh, gosh.
Robert. I'm going to play Robert.
I think you do a very good Robert.
Or our favorite swindler. Just saying.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I know who I'd play.
Hmm.
Long nose.
Long nose.
Yes, my other thought was Stumpy, but I think Long Nose is better.
Hmm.
I think it'd be really fun to play Yo Lynx, but I don't. Yeah.
You already stole an NPC. I'm playing the NPC, okay?
That's true. Henley's my favorite NPC.
technically.
I think it also would be really cool to play Posh, the drow.
Oh.
The crazy druid drow.
The crazy druid drow.
Okay, that's fair. Or Ivan would be fun to play.
Hmm.
Although I've never played a boy before.
I can't play a boy.
Never been brave enough.
What? He's like the best thing in the world.
I've never been brave enough.
Evan, who would you do?
I'd play Dracarys. Doesn't count, you already played him. But he's an NPC, dang it.
That is true.
He didn't start that way.
The two that came to mind were Thorin.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was in the same campaign as Dracarys. I did not play him, so that
it can't.
No, you played Viril.
Right, I played Viril in that campaign, not Thorin. But he'd be fun going back to the barbarian, kind of my next character. And then I also thought of Ivan.
Ivan.
Yes. Okay. I like the idea of somebody playing Swindell. I'm not going to lie. I think it'd be fun.
Playing Swindell.
He'd have all the magic items. Dave would have to make the campaign really difficult.
Right. Yeah. He'd be like, nah. Let me get on that real fast.
You really have to have some sort of backstory about how he lost his quote unquote job.
No.
He lost his magic wagon, and that's what the story is.
He got overpowered by someone.
He got kicked out.
Yeah.
His magic wagon really is just one of the coats of many things, or the job. That's been transformed.
It's
okay.
A wagon of many things.
Yeah, it's just been transformed.
And so the story is replenishing the wagon.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a wagon of plethora of things.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A plethora of things.
Although I don't know that I'd play Robert as a cleric.
What would you play him as?
I don't know.
A monk.
Oh, a monk would be good.
Hi-ya!
Oh.
I'd play him as a druid. A dumb druid. That didn't know he was really a druid.
See, I think it would be fun to play Robert as possibly as a barbarian.
A barbarian.
Oopsie.
That didn't know.
Yeah.
He gives him a hug.
Yeah, but yeah. Like, but his rage is definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
His rage is more of a scolding than it is like.
No,
give
listen
us a taste,
here.
Dude.
Yes,
give
we
us want a to taste.
Hear this.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So it'd be more like a, you know. That wasn't very nice of you to come in here, you know, and start tampering with our mojo here. You know, we were just having a nice little campfire, and you decided to come in here and start attacking. So, here's your choices now. One.
Like as a father.
I was like, yeah, we're just gentle parenting it over here.
Anyway, I'm going to continue.
But this is him raging.
What would his path be?
Oh, what would his path be?
If he's going to be a gentle barbarian here.
I'd have to think about
it. Giant.
I think it would probably be along the ways of Protector. I think it would.
I think it'd be funny to be Beastmaster.
And his spirit guardians are fun. Parents.
It's just other versions of him.
Yep.
I can see Storm Herald. His spirit animal would be? Like, it'd be Bandit.
It would be what?
His bear animal. Like, his protector
Bandit.
Animal. It'd be Bandit.
Okay.
Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey.
Yeah.
A dog.
A doggy.
A puppy dog.
A cattle
Bandit
dog.
In particular from yeah. Bluey.
Yes. He's my spirit animal in real life.
Yes. Definitely. No, but that would be fun. But I think if I had to step out of the DM role and play an NPC in this campaign right now, I think it would be, let's see, I'm trying to think of all the NPCs that we've had.
Boudreaux.
I think it would be interesting to play Colin.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What class would you play him as?
Ooh, I think I would probably play him as...
Oh, a wizard? So he can be a chef.
He's a warlock. Duh. He had to make a pact.
Oh, sure, sure.
With Roscoe.
That's hard. I don't know. I think he would be a cleric, but the way he heals you would be with food.
Hey, that's just what
Mirabelle's
Boudreaux is.
Mom.
You're just stealing Boudreaux's freaking character.
No.
Except I told you wanted to play Boudreaux.
But if he played with Boudreaux... They would definitely fight on who could heal better. They would definitely.
Hey,
Colin.
I mean, all Colin would have to do is heal somebody once and he'd be fine.
I've healed you guys more than once.
Without prompting.
I without have done it without David. Prompting.
I don't
think loud enough. Boudreaux has gotten better over the last 76 episodes.
Because you guys die more. And no, that is not his fault.
Gosh. Whoa. Anyways.
You old people who can't play D&D.
Can't play D&D.
We introduced you to D&D.
Anyways.
Okay, we got some would you rather questions?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, would you rather kick Boudreaux out of the campaign?
Or.
Ooh. Fans, I need you to speak up.
Oh. Hang on, let me put in my hearing aid.
That's right, Zeb. Thanks for proving my point.
Okay, this is from Rollin' Free TTRPG. Would you rather eat everything Boudreaux cooks?
Oh, yeah.
Or go hiking in the woods with Yolinx?
Yolinx. For sure. Because I already know what Boudreaux cooks and how Boudreaux cooks as a character. And then I could stab Yolinx in the back as a character.
I'd have to eat Boudreaux's food because I don't trust Yolinx.
Yeah, same. Well, I don't really trust Yolinx. I don't know how I feel about this person.
Hasn't been talked about a lot.
Yeah.
He is a mystery.
So I'd eat Boudreaux's food.
I want to say my previous character did go on a hike with Yolinx through the woods.
He did.
That is so true.
I will say eat Boudreaux's food.
So I win again. Oh wait, sorry, David.
Abby,
sorry, Abby.
This is really tough, but Boudreaux food.
I win. This is like the third time. I think I'm winning all of you guys in this game. Keep
what?
Going.
I don't know.
It's because okay. She's a baby. We have to like just let her have it.
Good job, LC. I'm so proud of you. You go back to your putty now, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay, Nat One Nerds podcast asked, would you rather be stuck in a maze with a few gelatinous cubes or a number of phase spiders at level 3?
Okay, are we talking about our character or us as a person?
I'd say us as a person.
Yep.
Okay, because character-wise... No, I'm person. I'm terrified of spiders.
I feel like I could outmaneuver a gelatinous cube a lot more than a spider that phases.
I would agree. I'd rather be with gelatinous cube.
Same, because I don't like spiders, especially killing them, because I hate the noise.
Well, and they're phase spiders, too, so they can disappear.
Dave, explain a phase spider to me.
Yeah, please.
So a phase spider, they can disappear into like the ethereal realm. Move around and then reappear. So that's kind of what they do. So they can go
terrifying.
Kind of invisible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're bigger than your average spider.
Yeah.
Like booger sized spiders. Like,
are we talking like spiders from the Hobbit size to Shelob size?
I think they're more of the
Boudreaux. Didn't
they're
you
like dog size?
Yeah.
Boudreaux sized.
So kind of like the ones from the Hobbit.
Well,
but
I am
maybe
not
a little
dog smaller. Sized.
Yeah.
They're Aragog's offspring. Okay.
Aragog.
The bigger ones.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, they're more like medium size.
Okay.
Could I be following behind the gelatinous cube and not have to like chase it around?
Well, there are you're multiple. Stuck in a maze with several gelatinous cubes.
Okay, but I could just like is the gelatinous cube if it's moving, I could just follow and then it would eventually just get me out of the maze.
You know, I think
eventually if you don't starve to death.
I think I might choose the spiders because then I can just die.
Oh. Or you could just choose the gelatinous cube and
just
die.
I don't think I could get out, and I don't want to just be dissolved and starved to death. And, you know, I think just, you know, yeah. There's a chance I could befriend the spiders or...
That's a very Boudreaux thing to say.
Steal their eggs and, like, not give it back until they let me go.
Elsie, that's never going to happen.
I don't know. There's a chance. Or,
it all depends
or,
on how the dice rolls.
Like I said in the first place, I will die. It'll be a quicker death. So hopefully.
I have a question.
Hopefully.
About gelatinous cubes.
Okay.
What happens when two gelatinous cubes run into each other?
They mate.
they make a baby.
How do you think the third one happened?
Or
they make a baby.
They make a bigger gelatinous cube?
They eat each other.
I don't know. I've never
they read dissolve up on it or each other. It's just like Jell-O.
So they both split.
Yeah,
I know that's what they do at the fork in the road. They just keep going straight and then eventually separate. Because they kind of don't have a sentience.
Because, I mean, if two cubes of Jell-O come up together, they can't do anything.
They
just
bounce off
each
other.
Probably depends on who's more acidic.
Oh, a base versus acid
strong?
One?
Yeah.
But Jell-O, but aren't gelatinous cubes kind of sticky and Jell-O's not?
I mean,
don't know.
Yes.
I don't play with Jell-O very often, so.
I do.
You're the Jell-O expert.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying they're probably not Jell-O, right? Because they're sticky.
They're Jell-O-esque.
Yes.
They're gelatin.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's the name.
I think we should move on.
Zeb.
Oh, yeah, we haven't gotten Zeb's.
If I'm Hagrid and can befriend the spiders.
Ooh, yeah.
The spiders.
Because they're just misunderstood.
Myself, definitely the cubes, because I feel like I could outrun them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you get out.
What is the movement speed of a gelatinous cube?
I think they're
really
pretty slow.
They're really slow.
I'd like to say off of memory, I know somebody's
going to
Unless
it's on a slope.
Then whee!
You guys realize...
I think 10 feet.
You could be trapped in a corner and they just eat you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the same way with the spider.
No, it just eats me. Okay, please move on.
Okay.
Next.
Last question. This is, would you rather, question from Stories by Sarah Danielle. Would you rather play D&D online or in person?
In person.
In person.
In person.
In person.
In person.
Yep.
But... never mix the two, in person and online.
What does that mean?
It means one or of your like players is online and the rest of you are in person or going back and forth.
Yeah, we did that once, and it was really hard.
It was really
especially
hard.
If somebody's like the one, if you've got one person online and they're a little bit laggy.
Mm. When they're laggy.
There's all the tech, and then there's the in-game, like the in-room game, like Mojo, mm-hmm. and that online person is like not privy to that Mojo, and it's just really difficult.
When you get a lot of facial expressions, too.
It's very difficult like to role play or do anything.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you're not reading that body language.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe if you were just really into hitting things, online might be easier. Mm-hmm. But if you're really into the RP, it's a little bit harder.
I think that would be it. Like, it's either you're all together or all online. Because at least online, you can put your headphones in and you can hear everybody. But when it's half and half, we've had this issue with your mm-hmm. friends when we try and do half and half. That you get that echo because you got to have them on a speaker and you got to have a microphone to catch everybody. And it just gets that, I forget... that Reverb, thank you. So it's hard to have the speaker loud enough, but then being able to hear you and everybody speaking loud enough, too. Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind playing online if everybody's online. But if it's halvesies, X no, not playing.
I prefer in person, mostly because when I'm in person, even if it's at our own home where we have our other campaign that we're in, that usually ends up at our house, it's easier with kids to just not have them around all the time or be like, okay, I can handle this instead of the constant. The minute that you're on, got headphones on or you're on the phone or something, kids are always like, mom, 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 mom.
100%.
Or you have to pee. It's the same thing.
I can't go.
That'd be awkward. Yeah.
So I think it's just easier in person.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely in person.
Well, that is the end of our questions. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your questions. And be prepared for next year. We'll do another mailbag.
Yeah, this is our third year anniversary of our podcast. Mm-hmm. So we do that. Do the mailbag every anniversary of our podcast. So thank you guys so much for supporting us, for sending these questions as well. We always like to hear from you guys. Continue doing what you do. You know, you guys are awesome. We do this podcast for you, and we really enjoy your feedback. And these questions were very good because we know you're listening. We know you're listening because of the questions you asked.
Also, some milestones we just hit. We had over 4,000 downloads in a month last month, which is January. And we also just passed 70,000 overall downloads.
We did.
And that was really exciting.
That's a big jump from one year to another, by the way.
That is huge. I mean, Abby just shared something on our chat that said our first year thing was like 7,000. It was the first year in a couple months. And then it's like 2 years later, we broke 70,000. So that's amazing to us. And it's all because of you guys. Like, honestly, you guys sharing us, you guys being such a good support. And we love you for that. We really appreciate it.
So, to end, my name is Abby. I was your host for this mailbag. And to the right, I have...
Dave. Id.
Zip.
Evan.
Becky.
LC. And until next year, we unroll the mail...
To tell the tale.
Thank you. I'm like, my brain just went boop. And I'm like, I was trying to be cool. Thank you. To unroll the mail, to tell the tale.
Yeah, it's still scroll.
All right.